We're underway from the EMU Convocation Center. Panthers in their road blues with the white lettering and the gray trim. The Mastodons are in their home whites with the blue trim and the blue lettering. As Pierre Bland, the point guard, off the high pick, picked up by Piper, and he throws it back court and out of bounds. Ball belongs to the Panthers, and an early turnover from the Mastodons. Good rotation there from Pipe. Came off the pick, was guarding the smaller and presumably quicker point guard, but stuck with them and helped force that turnover. So the Panthers take over on their first offensive possession of the game. 19:34 left in the first half, just underway. Morris Woods had it high right wing, almost straight away, looking for Austin off the pick. No pass there. Instead, it gets worked around the three-point line to Piper, high left. He gives to Blandford. He drives, forces up a tough shot over the defender on the left block and scores. Sherman Blandford, a quick 2 points, and the Panthers up 2-0.
Big-time finish by Sherman. He almost got, I think he may have gotten fouled also.
Blandford was relatively quiet in their game against Texas Pan American. He scores early. And on the offensive side for IPFW, they respond with a quick two from Mario Hines, a 6'8 forward down low. By far the biggest player in the starting five for the Mastodons. Piper has it, top key, works around the three-point line over to Morris Woods. Woods guarded by Frank Gaines. That'll be a fun matchup to watch throughout this game. Into Blandford, he goes up into the defense, missed it short. They're going to say it was tipped out of bounds. It'll stay here with EIU. 18 seconds left on the shot clock. Positive sign. Sherman Blandford going for two quick shots. Pass to Woods off the inbounds, and he lays it in as he did a nice hard step past Pierre Bland, and EIU scoring quickly up 4-2.
Two baskets right in the paint, deep at the basket. Good offensive execution by the Panthers.
Bland, the 6'2", 215-pound point guard. At least on paper, that's what we have. But he's got some size on him as he passes right wing to Harden, the wing player. He gives left baseline. Shot is missed by Jacobo, and it's rebounded by EIU. Austin Akers to Alex Austin on the trail. He feeds left baseline to Sherman Blandford. Blandford out top to Morris Woods. Over to Akers. Now he feeds right baseline to Austin. Austin drives, missed the runner from the right baseline. It was a bit long and a rebound a weak side by IPFW. A little contact, no foul. And the Mastodons bring it up with Pierre Gland at the point. Back to the basket, feeds top of the key to number 23, Harden. He drives back out to Bland. The 15-footer is off the back iron. Long rebound by Woods off that right side. Panthers up by 2-4-2 early on here. The final round for EIU in this Iceman Classic. 1-1 looking to go to 2-1 in the tournament and 2-3 on the year. They're 1-3 right now. Pass goes to Woods. High baseline right. He spins into Gaines. Kicks out to Piper. 4-3. Got it. Piper taken up right where he left off in the second game. And the Panthers lead 7-2.
Terrific assist by Morris Woods to draw two defenders and kick it out to Pipe for the three.
IPFW goes to work on the offensive end. They seem a little bit stunned, down quickly by 5 points. Deep left wing three by Harden's well off to the right side. He's frustrated visibly after that shot. It's rebounded by Akers. I believe that's two early boards for him. To Piper on the trail. He bumped fake and then shoots a three. Missed it long. Probably should have shot it initially. It's tipped and rebounded by IPFW. Harden pushing. Crossing over on Akers. Into the paint. Beats Akers into Piper. Shot was blocked. Out of bounds. And they're going to say it was last touched by Harden. Ball belongs to EIU. And that brings out a slew of subs for the Panthers. Keenan Anderson off the bench. Malcolm Heron in, as is Taylor Jones for the first time. Austin Akers and Morris Woods staying in the game. Don't expect to see Akers take a lot of time out, averaging 30 minutes per game this season after averaging only 15 last season. So his workload has drastically increased this year so far. Pass to Jones on the left wing. High left gives to Anderson, top key. Keenan not looking to shoot there. Gets out to Akers. Akers right side pass to Woods. Woods goes to work on Gaines. Beats him to the basket. Hangs in the air. Missed it long. And it's rebounded by IPFW. That's Jacobo pushing up the floor. Giving to Gaines. Gaines swooping into the paint. Missed the layup. But drew the foul. And will go to free throw line for two. Couple good offensive possessions for EIU. I like the way they're being patient and really trying to control the tempo to start this game.
Yeah, we've had four shots at the rim, and then Josh Piper's had two good open looks from three.
The Panthers shot 50% from the field against the Broncos. They are 3-for-7 so far today, as the first foul shot is good by the lefty Frank Gaines. 7-3 is the score. 16:22 left to go in the first half. Frank Gaines, a 6'3" guard out of Fort Lauderdale. He's taken over 25% of his team shots. So he is by far and away their offensive rock. 7-4 as Gaines knocks down both free throws, shooting over 70% from the foul line this season. Heron takes the ball high right wing, bounces to Anderson, top key, about 3 feet beyond that three-point line. Anderson, left side pass to Woods, as IPFW is on a man-to-man defense. Woods off the pick, Keenan rolls, Woods crosses over. Over to Akers, to Heron, left baseline, three is missed. Anderson tips and is rebounded by the Mastodons as they push. Gaines tries to bounce cross court, it's deflected and stolen. Gaines not the best passer, only 5 assists this year. The ball was knocked away in the backcourt, but could not be saved by Joe Edwards, who just checked in, the 6'4 sophomore out of Chicago St. Joseph for IPFW. It'll be EIU basketball in the backcourt when we come back, as the Panthers lead 7-4 with 15:49 left to go in the first half. This is Panthers basketball on WEIU. Positive start?
Yeah, absolutely.
Positive start for the Panthers as they lead the IPFW Mastodons by a 7-4 score, 15:49 left to go.